Blog Talk Radio.
Office Table Show, and I am so excited and delighted that you're here with us on this great Sabbath day. So again, I want to say welcome and happy Sabbath to you. And so guess what? We are in a season that we have to continue to trust God and believe God. So before we go any further, I want to pray and I want to believe God that this show will leap off, and we're going to have a great time here on this morning. And so I want you to be encouraged and let you know that it's not what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. And just know God got you in the hollow of his hand. Not only just you, but he got everything that is connected to you. Yes, I said he got everything that is connected to you. So guess what? Your life is going to another level, to another dimension. Your life is going to another place in God. And so again, the only thing he's requiring of you in this season is to use your trust in him, not only using your trust in him, but operating in your faith. The Bible says that he has given every man or dealt every man a measure of faith. And so we want you to realize that the faith he has given you, all you got to do is operate in that faith. Amen. Operate in that faith. And then as you operate in that faith, faith will grow. Your faith will go to another level. Your faith will go to another dimension. That's something that never stops growing is your faith. Yes, never stops growing. So guess what? Continue trust and believe God, and throughout the day, do your faith exercises. What you mean by that, prophet? I mean that you just got to exercise your faith. What are you believing God for? Whoever you believe in God for. Yep, whatever you believe in God for, or whoever you are believing, excuse me, whoever you believe God for, God. Faith. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you on this day. We thank you, oh God, that you are doing something great. You are doing something mighty. And Father, we trust you. We believe you in this season. Yes, God. And so, Father, we pray now that as we go through this show, Father, that you will move by your spirit, you will move by your power, and you will just touch, oh God. We believe you, and we trust you, and we say thank you for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, have your way. We take authority over the airways, and we thank you now because something great is about to happen. Something great is about to transpire. Something great is going to take place. So we say thank you in advance, oh God, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So again, we are here, we are here, we are here, and we are here. Yes, we are here, and we're thanking God for what he is about to do in this season. And so today we want to talk about faith. We want to talk about faith. And as we are talking about faith, you're able to call in at 563-999-3060. Amen. So you'll be able to call in live. You'll be able to call in live, get prayer, and we're going to stand in the gap. We're going to intercede, and we're going to trust God and use our faith along with your faith to see God move supernaturally in your situation. Listen, when we came into this new year of 2020, the Lord told me that to tell the people that this will be a season, this will be a year that we have to operate in our faith. Again, let's go back. The Bible says that he has given or dealt every man the measure of faith. You have people who everybody has been dealt a measure of faith. So then you have the measure of faith. Then you have the gift of faith, okay, which is totally different. Okay, so the gift of faith is where someone actually can believe God for things to happen supernatural. And so we are able to trust God to see things happen. We are able to believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And I'm telling you that miracles, signs, and wonders are going to transpire and take place in your life. You cannot give up on God because he has not given up on you. Amen? Amen. So again, welcome to the Prophet's Table Show. Again, I am Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire, and I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I cannot see the comments. I don't know why. I can't even find it on my device. But so if I don't see your comments, I do apologize that I cannot see them because I cannot find.
Yes, sir. Message love, man. Maria Lopez.
Amen. 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 I think I got it now. There we go. I got it now. It finally popped up. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, I see you. My sister Lisa Green is on here. Lorraine, thank you so much. It's my daughter Kube. Lorraine Kube, God bless you. Mary Little, God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brig, yeah, I'm sorry if I mispronounced it, but amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jonathan, welcome, welcome, welcome. So everybody, welcome. Please swipe, share, and invite someone in. You may be connected to someone that needs a healing, that needs a miracle, that needs an answer from God. Listen, I tell you what, I don't know everything, but one thing I do know, that God has something special in store for you and your family. You and the one that you are believing God for, God has something special in store. There's a word in my life, there's a word in my mouth special for you. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm sorry, it's ended, but I see it up there. So, amen. So I don't know what's going on. Difficulties, but all is well. Huh? Okay. So we still on, right? Okay, we on now. Okay. All right. So we do apologize for that. But God is good. We just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Amen. So, again, as I was saying, I don't know everything, but one thing I do know, that God has a miracle. God has a blessing. God has something great in store for you. And whatever you're going through, I believe in God that the horse and the rider is being overthrown at this time. So whatever the horse and the rider, whatever the horse and the rider is trying to present, whatever they're trying to bring to you in this season, it's not going to work. I come against every witchcraft spirit. I come against every sorcerer spirit. I come against every monitoring spirit. Don't you know that there's a spirit that calls the monitoring spirit, that the evil one is always trying to monitor what you're doing? Huh? And so the enemy trying to stop your blessing going in and your blessing coming out. He even trying to stop your blessing of standing up and sitting down. Come on, somebody. But guess what? It's not going to work. I'm going to say that again. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're not going to allow the enemy to frustrate the plan of God in our lives. We're not going to allow that to happen. And as you're coming on, please swipe, share, and invite, tag someone. Let someone know that we are back on, we are live. Yes, we are back on, we are live. And they are able to call us at 563-999-3060. So please swipe, share, and invite, tag someone. Let them know that we're here. Let somebody know that we are on the live. Listen, you are able to call in for. We are here to intercede on your behalf. And so we are believing God for what he's doing in the season. Listen, the Bible says weeping and may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Guess what? It's your morning time. Ah, it's your morning time. So guess what? Step into your new morning. Step into your new morning. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello, caller. How are you? New caller, but we just don't know what's going on.